talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
It's on. It's on. It's happening.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it is happening.
Oh, you want...
Okay. It's happening, right? These are the first moments of what is happening right now. This is the beginning of what's happening right now.
You want to get your hands dirty?
Yeah, man.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G.
I don't know if like his crush on me. I mean, the other night, like, you know, he was on my bed, you know, peeling a banana, and he was like licking the banana like this. You know, I woke up and I was like, why is this?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm just trying to get away from that guy's boner.
Come on, Ed. There's got to be a catch.
There's no catch.
This crowd is getting a little out of control.
When I hear that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's the devil's music. The devil.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Roll another one.
Are you out of your mind?
Just like the other one.
You can't say that on the radio, Larry.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Don't count out greatness.
Roll another one.
No, not Montreal. This is Monty Hall.
Just like the other one.
No, dude, look. I mean, really, right?
This one seems to be about to end.
God, that was the greatest thing I've ever heard.
I don't have another cent.
Wow, it's kind of emotional here. You guys keep this up, eventually you'll all get your periods on the same day.
Carol, hold my calls.
Just pass it around.
This is certainly getting tedious.
Yeah. Moorhead, Kentucky. Hello.
Just pass it on down.
And now,
the nightmare continues. The nightmare continues.
Our feature presentation.
Indeed it does, or another way to put it would be an all-new Kevin and Bean show for a Friday, the 9th of June, 2017. Ladies.
Hey, Bean.
Hi, Bean.
We're operating monkey-free today, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you not get the memo?
No, I saw.
Okay.
A well-deserved day off, right?
Sure.
So. You work almost like a whole week this time.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, I think 4 days in a row.
Yeah.
But we'll press on because we got a big show. I want to start, though, before we get to the thing. I want to start by saying, how about those T-shirts?
How about those T-shirts? How about those listeners?
That's it. That's the point.
Yeah.
We are doing right now something. It's new. It's a little bit of an experiment, but we thought it would be fun for us, fun for the listeners who enjoy the show, and raise a bunch of money for the Friends and Helpers charity that we all support so much. And so we put at 10 o'clock yesterday morning, we put the Quitters Never Give Up, which is one of Kevin's great expressions. We put that on a T-shirt and made it available for sale for just 24 hours.
Right.
And, you know, we all had hopes that the T-shirt would prove popular. But I think we're at like 10 times what the most optimistic person expected these T-shirts would sell.
Yeah, we were way off. We were way off. We underestimated you guys listening, and that was our bad.
That was our bad, and thank you so much to everybody who has bought the T-shirt. And I bring it up again, not to hard sell, but just to say that as of 10 o'clock this morning, no more T-shirts. I mean, as my understanding is, we pull it, and then it's never available again. It's a one-time only limited edition T-shirt.
Yeah, because we make the T-shirts to order. You order the T-shirt, you get it within a week, so there's no hundreds of T-shirts left over. You
yeah,
get
there's
it.
No warehouse full of T-shirts,
right.
and they trickle out. When they're made, they're done, and mm-hmm. we're gone, and we move on to the next thing.
Are you sure? Because I've been stockpiling for later.
They haven't been made yet, Chip. They haven't been printed yet.
Liar.
So, yeah, so up until 10 o'clock this morning, you can go to KROQ.com and buy your T-shirt. And they're just $19.99, you know, plus shipping and tax. And you'll get it within 10 days, I'm told. So it's a great turnaround on it. But my friend Mats Hagbeck in Finland just bought his this morning. I saw a note of that. We heard yesterday, Allie, you saw that listener Jordan in Massachusetts. We tried real hard to get him excluded from Massachusetts, but they're still able to buy them.
You're the worst.
I heard from Paul and Jason, two listeners in Pennsylvania yesterday who'd bought their. I mean, it's just there. It's all over the place. A listener from Germany emailed me yesterday, excited about 10 o'clock, you know, our time. He wanted to buy his T-shirt. So they're just Kevin's little face is going to be all over the world.
I mean, rightly so.
It's kind of exciting. So anyway, it's a great product, and it's for a great cause, and I bring it up again to say, don't sleep on this, because 10 a.m. is when they pull the plug, and that's it. No more T-shirts after that. So if you want it, get it. All right?
Okay.
All right. Okay, here's the thing, and I think you guys are going to be excited about this. Not that either of you need it, but everyone knows someone who struggles for that last 15 pounds. They can't get rid of that last 15 pounds. I mean, it seems like an epidemic, right? Everybody's got just a few more pounds.
You kind of hit a plateau, and then you just can't get the rest off.
You try so hard, and it's frustrating, and it's mysterious, because and weight loss always is, because you know you make some real progress at the beginning, and then you can never get to, quote-unquote, your ideal weight. Well, this is a new FDA-approved procedure that sounds so simple, and I feel like we've seen something like this before, but it is swallowing balloons.
What?
There have been previous balloon techniques for weight loss, but they required sedation and putting a scope into the stomach. This new version requires no surgery, no anesthesia, and no real downtime. It's not for the morbidly obese. It's not like a what's that thing they do where they staple your stomach and they
like a
they
lap
make
band.
They make your stomach real small. It's the same concept though, in that your stomach is being filled up with balloons. So you get full super fast.
Like synthetic balloons is what we're talking about?
Let's see. Here's a woman in New York who said, I lose weight, I gain it back, I lose weight, I gain it back. This is Susie Soto of the Bronx. I've tried pills and shakes and everything. Nothing has worked. But in the last month, she's dropped more than 15 pounds. It's stupidly amazing. Dr. Anthony Starpoli in New York says it's actually the first swallowable, try saying that word three times fast, the first swallowable balloon. So Ms. Soto swallowed three balloons as part of this new weight loss technique. At 1 year, you're looking at almost 7% total body weight loss, says the doctor. So I don't know how they do it. The balloons are deflated when you swallow them, but they are attached to some sort of a device like a catheter that then they are able to blow up the balloons, it sounds like.
What?
They fill the balloons with gas.
I have never heard anything like
this. Well, this is new. This is a new technique just approved by the FDA. And then they pull out the inflating tube. So it sounds to me like they still put a tube down your throat, right? Or something down your throat, a string or something, so that they can kind of blow up the balloon and then pull that part out and then just leave the balloons behind. So I have a lot of questions about this as well, Allie. Like, I'm wondering, like, how do they get the balloons out? Do they eventually lose the gas and then you just poop them out? Or do they have to go in and get them? Or how, I don't know.
So I'm essentially just taking up space in your stomach.
Yes.
So you're eating less.
Exactly, because you get full with very little food. Yeah, they fill them up with gas. It's a combination of inducing a feeling of satiety. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sure.
Being sated, I guess, as well as eliminating otherwise room for more food. The average weight loss in the clinical trial for this system, which is called Obalon, by the way, is 15 pounds. So anyway, they've been doing trials on it. It is FDA approved, and that is the thing. The only thing that's surprising to me about this is it says that the cost is about $9,000.
Oh, wow.
Which I don't understand how anything I've described here could cost nearly that much money.
Well,
it just sounds like some gas and some balloons, and you figure out a way to put it in and take it out. I don't know why that has to be $9,000, but
and
that's what it is.
I'm not sure it would be covered, right? Because it sounds more cosmetic for some reason
does.
To me.
Yes, it does. So,
wow,
anyway,
Time Magazine, whole article, I swallowed a balloon for weight loss and lost 40 pounds.
There you go.
Oh, I'm doing some research. Reach out, people, if you do this. Let me know.
All right. Well, I thought I know there's always people who are interested in a way to, you know, way to help them in the struggle. So there you go. Maybe balloons are the answer. Let's talk about today's all-new Kevin Bean Show, shall we?
It's okay. Not the best.
I think it's going to be okay, little girl. It is Friday. That means Ralph's got the movie beat coming up next hour for you. Dave went to a Dodgers game the other day. And man, does he have a lot of complaints about fellow Dodger fans.
He really did. Eat your hot dog, have a beer, shut up.
Right. You're there to have a good time, not to critique the audience. But he's got a whole list of behaviors that he would like to call out at Dodger Stadium.
Insane.
So we'll find out what that's all about. Brand new internet roundup on the program today. It's a good one, too. We got a great phone topic in the 8 o'clock hour today. Allie, you know a couple that is going through this argument right now.
Yeah. It's a woman who's married to this man. She posts a ton of pictures of them together, the family, everything. You look at his social media, it's him and his friends, it's cars, it's places he's been. No real sign of her. So it's almost as if he's single online.
What? He doesn't want to have to explain his wife to his girlfriend is what it sounds like to me.
It's suspect to me.
All right. We'll talk about that. Plus, round two of Keep It 100. We give you a chance to text in any song you want to hear on the program today. All of that plus Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat when we return right after this on K-Rock.
LA and OC's Alternative Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ and the Kevin Bean Show for a Friday morning. Hey, Ralph Garman.
Hey, what's up, boys and girls?
What's going on with you, man?
Just doing what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping track of all the beautiful people so I can find them later and hunt them down.
Oh.
That's right. Tag them, release them back in the wild.
Oh.
And then what do you do then? You
track their mating habits.
Oh, okay.
Migratory patterns.
Oh.
Feeding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
big research.
Yeah,
that's
good information. Like it.
If we want to keep the beautiful people alive and healthy, I guess we need to know all that
that's
stuff.
Right. They're an endangered species.
Right.
I'm doing everything I can to keep them going.
Well, thank you.
But they're not helping. They keep doing stupid things, like Kylie Jenner, who apparently has just tied the knot with her first husband, a guy named Travis Scott.
What?
No, they got married?
Yeah.
How old is Kylie?
19. Like
20... Oh, no. Oh.
Sources are telling Life and Style magazine that a few friends were invited to a small, intimate affair at her Southern California home. And in true Kardashian style, footage of the big day will not be seen until it premieres on their reality show.
Sure.
So,
well, they've been dating years, so it's like,
well, Allie, if you don't mind, I need to step in and correct you here.
Okay.
Turns out Kylie just broke up with Tyga 2 months ago.
All right.
And so they've only been dating for less than 2 months.
Oh, dear.
Now, this has not yet been confirmed by the production crew of the Kardashian show or the Jenners themselves. I just hope it's true. I just want it to be true.
No.
Oh, yes.
No.
Oh, God, please, yes. Oh, please. Oh, please, God. Oh, please. Because that means real significant problems and heartache down the pike for her, right?
And that's what you hope.
That's what I want, yeah, in a big, bad way.
Look, I'm not trying to paint a genre with a broad brush. But when
you got to use a roller for a genre. It's too much square footage.
When you rush into a marriage with a hip-hop star, for some reason, it doesn't seem guaranteed to be rock solid.
But when you rush into a marriage with a Kardashian, that is forever.
Yeah, why go hip-hop? Why not go Kardashian?
Yeah, I think they're the problem more than the hip-hop star.
Stars are you talking about?
Is Travis Scott a hip-hop star?
Isn't he?
I don't know. I think he is. Never heard the name before today.
Yeah, he's pretty popular.
He's no Tyga.
He's no Tyga, no. I don't know. It just seems like a lot of those guys go through women pretty frequently, I guess is what
I'm saying. Black Chyna, who had a child with Rob Kardashian and then promptly left? It's the Kardashians, man.
Yeah. No, I agree.
It's not men, it's not women, it's them.
Yeah, there's
dude.
There's a lot of red flags going on here.
Yeah. What about, what's his name, Tristan Thompson? Is
right?
that his name on the... on the Cavs, that's dating Chloe. He has been invisible this whole series.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Is that not his name? You're all looking at me like...
Dave says yes.
Okay, good.
There you go.
I mean, absent.
Dave's our Kardashian expert.
He has been doing nothing this playoffs.
Right?
Curse.
Seriously.
Right.
Something's up with them.
Well, Ralph, you have said since the Kardashian phenomena began that without the money, they're... Honey Boo Boo, right?
Yes, they're trailer park trash.
And running out and getting married in a shotgun wedding at 19 is just the latest example of that.
I don't know if there's a shotgun involved.
Yeah, doesn't shotgun mean pregnant?
Yeah.
Oh, doesn't? Does that have to be pregnant?
Yeah.
I was just thinking.
You're on a roll.
Don't someone get Bean an Urban Dictionary, please?
Yeah, anyway, so that's that.
Okay. Wow.
Let's move on to better, nicer, happier things, right? Like, how about Melissa McCarthy? We love her.
Love
sure.
her.
It's just been announced she's going to have a new film in the works. I got to say, I'm dubious. But because it's her, I'm trying to give the benefit of the doubt.
Okay.
It's called...
Oh, no.
Margie Claus. Margie Claus is the story of what happens when Santa Claus goes missing while delivering presents on Christmas Eve, and his wife, Margie, has to put together a crew and head out and rescue him and save Christmas.
Why would you bring that up and not say, Allie, this is your perfect... It's like a Hallmark movie, but on the big screen.
Allie was literally bouncing up and down, clapping her little hands together.
Excited.
Those were in her hands.
Jeez.
That's what we learned about Allie this week.
Margie Claus.
Oh, my God, yes.
I mean...
Yes.
Allie.
I'm going to give Melissa McCarthy the benefit of the doubt.
Look, I want
that could
to
be
too.
Awful.
Yeah.
It could be terrible.
Come on.
Did you hear what I just said?
I did.
About the premise?
And I don't love it.
All the shenanigans that'll ensue as she's trying to essentially save Christmas.
It's not going to be easy to get down a chimney. I know that much. It never is in those movies, because then there's soot flying everywhere, like, okay. Oh, how's this work? Right. Oh, where's the bag? The bag got stuck.
I'll accept it.
Someone's falling off a roof, I bet.
Yep.
Oh.
How do you land the reindeer?
Have we seen enough sort of amateur Santas, fish-out-of-water Santas, who have to save Christmas by taking over the big man's job?
You ever seen Margie do it? You seen Margie do
it? No, I don't want to see Margie do it. I saw Fred do it.
And you loved it.
I didn't.
Fred Claus.
Not a good film.
Okay.
I saw Tim Allen do it, and everybody's done it. It's not good. Stop it.
Margie.
No. Stop saying Margie Claus like it fixes anything. It makes it worse.
I love her. And I love Christmas. So, I mean, this is
I love
this
Melissa,
is gonna
and
win.
I love Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I have to reserve judgment on Margie Claus.
I feel good about it.
Is it a shotgun situation where they make
I don't believe, once
Santa?
Again, Bean, you're using that the way you think you're using it. Today's celebrity birthdays. Michael J. Fox is 56 years old today. Johnny Depp celebrates his 54th. Muse singer Matt Bellamy is 40 years old today. Piff the Magic Dragon. Oh, Piff, I love Piff. Piff made the list. I can't believe Piff made the celebrity birthday list.
You're excited about that.
He's Piff the Magic Dragon.
You can keep
saying
it.
I'd like to see Piff the Magic Dragon deliver presents for Santa Claus. Now, that would be funny. Piff Claus, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Nope.
Natalie Portman is 36 years old today. Actress Mae Whitman celebrates her 29th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
White Stripes on K-Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ and the Kevin Bean Show for a Friday morning. And I think you know what that means. Hit it, Steve.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
A whole buttload of movies coming out this weekend. So we better get right to it. It Comes at Night is a film being released this weekend, which looks just terrifying to me.
It really does.
I mean, it would be terrifying enough just to spend, I think, some time with Joel Edgerton in a house, because he looks so intense.
Uh-huh.
But what if you put some sort of threat outside the door of that house, some sort of biological, physical, animalistic monster terror? I don't even know what the problem is, and I'm sweating. And then this young family moves in with Joel Edgerton and his family, and you've got to keep the doors locked because there's danger and death, but it's also from the inside. And
By the way, Joel Edgerton is such a phenomenal actor and director, but he only wants to play creepy people for some reason.
Right?
Like he's smart and charming and funny, but you never see that in his roles.
Mm-hmm. Right, Bean? Right.
I'm just saying.
Exactly.
I don't know what you're suggesting here.
Here's some clips from the trailer of It Comes at Night.
Could have been an animal. Not a person, but just to be safe, a red door stays closed and locked all the time.
Dad, someone's in the house.
You're positive that the door is already open?
Yes.
Well, then who opened it?
Can't trust anyone but family.
Please just let us go.
It's okay, sweetie.
Ah! It's not for me. I sweat just watching the trailer for that. My cousin Rachel's in limited release. This is Rachel Weisz. I love her. Sam Claflin, Ian Glenn, Holiday Granger. It's a British film about a young British man who plots revenge against his beautiful, mysterious cousin because he thinks she murdered his guardian when they were young. But soon he starts to fall under her spell. Will she murder him too? Well, if it's Rachel Weisz, just kill me.
Just do me first.
Right?
Oh.
That's all I ask.
Okay.
Here's some clips from the trailer of My Cousin Rachel.
How easy it must be for a woman like Rachel to twist you around her little finger.
You know nothing about her.
Or is it you who know nothing?
I want you to be my wife.
Have you gone out of your mind?
Where do you go?
Can't you let me be a person in my own right? A woman who's making her way in the world as she wishes.
You're completely infatuated with her. You're delusional.
Right?
Okay, no date movies per se yet.
This one won't qualify either, but it looks good because I'm a huge fan of its star, Sam Elliott. Sam Elliott, you may know, is the classic actor with the brush broom mustache.
Uh-huh.
Who talks like this, and beef, it's what's for dinner. That's Sam Elliott. He was the cowboy, of course, from Big Lebowski, but he's been in so many terrific films like Tombstone and others.
Roadhouse,
of course. Laura Prepon also stars in this film. Kristen Ritter, Nick Offerman. Story of an old-timey movie star who's come to terms with his past and his limited future because he's not feeling so well. Here are some clips from the trailer of The Hero.
I did one film that I'm proud of. That was 40 years ago. Since then, I wouldn't say I've been achieving.
How old are you?
How old are you?
71.
Why do you want to know how old I am?
Because this seems a little odd.
If you've got a problem with it, I'll go. It's always hard
to tell. What did you get into last night? I got offers, I got scripts.
Back over the pages.
Wow. You still fans?
Come on. That cast?
Confused by many of the things that were said in that.
Why? What's so confusing? He's an old movie star who's struggling with his career.
Wasn't tracking. Okay, all right.
Come on.
I do like the cast.
Beatrice at Dinner. How about Beatrice at Dinner?
This looks uncomfortable.
Salma Hayek plays a holistic medical practitioner who attends a wealthy dinner party, including the likes of John Lithgow, who's a big hotel construction guy, and Connie Britton and Jay Duplass. It's a bunch of rich white people saying rich white people things around a very sensitive Latina who doesn't cotton to their BS.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you got that right. Tick-tock, whitey. That's all I'm saying.
Why didn't they just call it that?
Yeah, right. Here's some clips from the trailer of Beatrice at Dinner.
I don't consider it murder. It's like this original dance of man and beast, the struggle for survival.
Are you for real? You killed this... You think it's funny? I think it's sick. You think that you can hide up here behind these gates and that everything is going to be all right?
The world doesn't need your feelings. It needs jobs. It needs money. It needs what I do.
The world doesn't need you.
Doug is a great philanthropist.
Shut up, Gus.
I chihuahua.
Okay, you're done.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
John Lithgow just looks like such a dick in this movie, doesn't he?
They're calling this the first post-Trump dark comedy.
Ooh.
So I don't think things aren't going to end well for John Lithgow in this film. Megan Levy is a story of a Marine who loves her dog that she fights with in Iraq. And then her and the dog get separated and she has to get back with the dog. Oh, come on. Really?
Why do you hate Marines?
I don't hate Marines. I love Marines. But this, anytime, immediately, when you make a dog movie, you're
hateful.
No.
You hate
you
dog movies.
You are just playing on the most base sort of melodramatic emotional strings that you can pull on. It's emotional blackmail and claptrap, I say to you.
You need a good cry, Ralph.
I don't need a good cry. Ralph, I cry enough in life. I don't need a dog movie. But she wants to be with the dog. Come on!
But I think I don't know anything about this particular...
I hope the dog talks. That's all I care about.
I don't know anything about this particular movie, but I have seen numerous stories over the years of servicemen who have had to fight real hard to bring their dogs back home with them.
Right.
And that's an interesting
story on Yahoo's homepage. But it's not a motion picture.
Okay.
Here's some clips from Megan Levy.
Where's my dog? I need to see him.
Oh, no, no, no. You cannot come back to my house like some big war hero.
Cut off, Mom!
You can't let your whole life fall apart over some dog.
That dog saved my life. Please just change his classification so that I can adopt him when he gets back.
They aren't pets. They're warriors.
What would you say to Rex if he were here?
I'd thank him for teaching me what love is.
You are all going to die tonight.
I don't think
even
Al
is laughing at
I'm
that.
Not, I'm not
what
laughing.
Would you say to Rex, the German Shepherd, if he was here right
laugh
now?
Right when I
thank you for teaching me about life and love. Come on, right?
Listen,
it's
they were in the war
dog,
together.
But this is just.
That's
it's
a bond we'll never know, Ralph.
Oh, my Lord.
Look, I'm team dog, but this movie may not be good.
Thank
either.
You.
Both of those things may be true.
Thank you. And lastly, The Mummy's coming out. Finally.
Yeah!
Finally, we can stop hearing about The Mummy. We can just they'll just put it out. It'll go away. We can all go about our business, right?
It doesn't look right.
That's what I'm saying. Tom Cruise, Sofia Boutella. Oh, I love Sofia Boutella. But looks like she's kind of wasted in this because all she does is get multiple irises. Looks like her eyes just blow up pretty much. That's all she does in this film. And then she goes, puts her hands out and a lot of dust comes up. So there's that. She's an ancient warrior princess who's awakened from her crypt beneath the desert by, you know, archaeologist Tom Cruise. And then he finds out that, oh boy, I let out the mummy. Here's some clips from the trailer.
Welcome to a new world of gods and monsters.
I saw her. She is real.
Please meet Princess Aminet. She will claim what she has been denied.
Yeah. This is the beginning of Universal's Dark Universe.
Yes. Is it?
Not the kickoff they were hoping for, I'm
launching
sure.
All of their monster movies being rebooted. Ah,
why?
It's dark.
Why this one to
I'm
start?
Not quite sure. Well, I guess they figured they had Tom Cruise, big movie star.
Yeah.
And they had The Mummy, which was popular films before with Brendan Fraser. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to horn in on your movie review, having not seen the film, but if I could just interject one line from A.O. Scott's New York Times review, where he said the best thing he can say about this movie is it's only 110 minutes.
There you go.
Oops.
So that's maybe all you need to know about The Mummy.
And the theaters are air-conditioned.
Oh. Right.
If
there you go.
It's a warm weekend.
Yeah. See?
See? There's always
positive.
An upside. And popcorn's good, too, right?
Yeah.
Or if Rex was here, what would you say to the dog? I'd say, sit! That's what I'd say. Oh, Megan Levy's looking pretty good up against The Mummy, though. I don't know. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's movie beat.
6:39 on the world-famous K-Rock Friday morning Kevin and Bean show. 10 o'clock this morning is when we cut off sales for the Quitters Never Give Up t-shirt with Kevin's little face on it. Why are you laughing, Dave?
Oh, nothing.
Because we're selling so many, we don't have any idea how we're going to send them all out in time, right? That's why we're laughing. The response has been tremendous. Just got an update, by the way. And again, we only have, 3.5 hours left that the t-shirt is even going to be available. Allie, we got sales coming in from, God bless our California listeners and listeners around the country, but listen to this, from Canada, from all over the United Kingdom, from Australia, from Japan, from Austria, from Chile, from Peru.
What?
People are going to be walking around the streets of Peru with Kevin's face on their chest.
I love it so much.
All right, I'll deliver the one to Australia personally.
Okay.
That's very kind of you, Dave.
Nice
so Quitters Never Give Up is the t-shirt. It's at krock.com right now. It's only $19.99. It's a great t-shirt. Plus your shipping and handling, of course, and a portion of the proceeds goes to Kevin and Melissa's charity, Friends and Helpers. And you know, through the years of listening to the program, what great work they do. But definitely don't miss out because this offer expires at 10 o'clock this morning here on KROQ. All right. I'm glad you're in here, Dave.
Yeah.
You were lucky enough to take in a day baseball game the other day when the Nationals were in town, right?
Yeah, on Wednesday, it was Clayton Kershaw versus Steven Strasburg.
That's a game.
And I was like, all right, I got to go. So I said, forget you work. I'm going to go have a day at the park. I haven't been to a ball game this year.
Who won that one, by the way?
Dodgers, 2-1. Kershaw got the win. Yeah.
Nice. All right. What?
And
what,
no.
Ellie?
What?
What?
I thought you said something.
No. Wow. All right. Good radio.
What? All right. Time in.
All right. Now we're on the air.
Okay, cool.
So you went to the game and you were psyched because you love the Dodgers and always have your whole life. And you're at the park and it's a weekday afternoon. And then what happened to mar your enjoyment? Because I felt like in your recap in the office the next day, you had a long line of complaints, sir.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that the Dodgers have come a long way. Dodger fans have come a long way because I was so happy not to see a freaking beach ball in the stands.
Yeah.
Well, at least not to the seventh inning.
The beach balls, there used to be like 20 of them a game, right?
Yes. And they used to stop the games and but no more. So, yay.
I never got that, by the way.
Yeah.
I never got the appeal of people throwing a beach ball and just batting it around in the stands. To me, it was always annoying. So if there are fewer of those, I think that's great.
Okay. Yes, I agree. But with that said, you know, I'm trying to enjoy the game. There's the runners are on base, and then you see this one guy at the corner of my eye going, "Everybody get up. Let's do the wave. Come on." And then one, two, three, woo! And
come like on. He's just trying to start a party.
No party. We're trying to watch the game.
But the wave!
Yeah, that guy's an a-hole.
Okay.
I don't like him.
I am 100% with Dave on this. The wave was awful in 1985 when I think it started, and it was awful 10 years after that, and it's even more awful today.
But Wave guy tries it. It doesn't work. Oh, he sits down.
He doesn't
sit
down.
No?
He keeps trying. Come on! Let's get up!
Aww.
Why not?
One, two, three.
Aww,
why not do the
sweetie.
Macarena too while we're doing hip things? What is the deal? What is the again with the same with the beach balls? I never understood the appeal of the wave. Like, why is the wave fun?
Because you see it coming around the stadium, and you're like, "Ooh, I'm a part of something." Kids love it. Kids love the wave.
Kids don't even know what's going on.
They love it.
Oh, I'm Team Dave on no wave. All right. Wave guys out. All right.
All right. And then you have loud clapper guy. Do you guys know this
now,
man?
Who's loud clapper guy?
He's a guy who somehow his hands just make this megasonic force and make the loudest noise you could possibly hear. And I get the applause, but
yeah, I think that's kind of part and parcel with a ball game is applauding.
Yeah.
I think you kind of can't come down on people clapping at a sporting event.
I could be wrong about this one, but
yeah,
this guy that was next to us was extremely loud. Clapping.
He can't help
so maybe
it. His
giant hands
make hands.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll give you that one.
But is there a way, if you're aware that your hands are too loud, is there a way to adjust your clapping so that's not the case?
I have been accused of being a loud clapper, and now it's in my mind where when I clap, I don't clap as loud. And now people are like, "Oh, you're not into the game?" I was like, "Well, yeah, but I clap really loud."
That guy doesn't want to feel that. He's being shamed for having a loud clap and shamed for not clapping enough.
But when it's in your ear, though,
come on.
You're like,
it's a goddamn baseball game. Let the man clap.
Hey, Dave, before we go on, you sure you had a good time at this game?
I did. I enjoyed it.
This is a long list of complaints,
my
friend.
I did. It was a great
game. Okay, maybe a beer?
You know they offer fried Dodger dogs now?
I did not, but I think maybe another beer would have helped you. Maybe two or more.
And they have Michelob Ultras.
I mean,
all right, so loud clapping guy, wave guy.
And then you have the manager guy, the guy who's the manager who knows everything about baseball and questions every play on the field.
Is he? Why'd you do that?
Yes. You suck, guy. You should have done this. Why'd you swing at that pitch? That was outside. Come on, ump. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And it's constant. It's not like, oh, it was a bad call one time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was
it's
a good
every
try.
Play.
No, it's the whole game.
Okay, look, you want informed fans. You want fans who are invested. You want fans who care. But I think I'm with you on that because what is the end game of why'd you swing at that?
I mean the Dodgers come out and they're like, "You, assistant coach, let's go get you a uniform."
Right. When you yell that, what is your expectation? Because the player A doesn't hear it, and B, if he did, doesn't care.
Yeah.
And C, there's a lot of reasons that goes into the decisions that he's making that you have no idea about. You really are just not even entertaining, but annoying everyone around you, right?
Yep.
I think, anyway. I mean, it's not like it's one close play at the plate where you're outraged or something like that. If he's doing play-by-play on every decision, yeah, that dude's got to go.
You know what I would have done, Dave?
What?
I would have thought, I'm not at work. I'm at a Dodgers game watching my favorite team, my hometown team. I'm drinking a beer. I'm having a dog. There's nothing wrong.
Except that's the loud clapper, the guy doing play-by-play.
No, why would you let that infringe on your happiness?
Allie, that's another way to go. I got to be honest.
I have ears. I have ears, and I'm trying to enjoy the game, Allie.
It's not a bad choice.
The king of Mexico is bullshit.
But I would give it all up. I would take all those guys in just to get rid of the beach balls. So I think we're coming a long way, guys.
All right.
Woo!
You can weigh in on the show anytime you want at the text number, 1-800-520-1067. Same number you call, but you can also text us. And listen to this, Ralph. A lot of reaction to Mr. Grumpy Pants and talking about the Dodgers.
He doesn't like much.
From the 562, Dave, you got to stop being a little bitch. Everything you complained about is part of the game. Man the F up, he says.
It is kind of part of the live event of it.
Yeah. That's why you go.
From the 714, Dave was probably asleep. It was all just a dream. Edgar writes in from the 818. So the King of Mexico just wants people to show up and eat and leave. Fix your life, Dave.
And Matt, silently, eat your hot dog and stare straight ahead. That's the Dave ballpark.
It does seem like Dave wants to be the only person at Dodger Stadium, doesn't it?
Watch it on television then, if that's your feelings.
And Matt says, and this isn't a terrible idea, my rule is there needs to be a run differential of 8 runs one way or another before the wave is acceptable. So maybe that's the only time you bring out the wave is when the game doesn't matter anymore.
Listen, it's baseball. You can't ruin it. It's already ruined.
So great,
it's already ruined when they from the start of it. So just have a good time. Do it. That's why people have to do that stuff, because it's baseball. So you need waves and beach balls and chess games or whatever else breaks out in the stands to create some entertainment.
All right. Well, Dave's got some notes now for next time he goes. It's 6:55 Friday morning. Rob is here now with another look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, we talked about some films earlier in the broadcast with the movie beat. Some movies that perhaps not looking forward to. And then we talked about a movie in the last Showbiz Beat with Melissa McCarthy called Margie Claus, about Santa's wife Margie, who has to put together a ragtag crew and head out and save Christmas.
Yeah.
So let's talk about a film that I'm looking forward to. When I heard about the concept, I said, this sounds great.
I bet there's a dog.
There's no dogs.
Oh.
It's not the Megan Levy. It is a film based on a true story about a group of friends who've been playing a no-holds-barred version of Tag for 30 years.
Oh, no.
And I've read about these real people, yeah.
The film is called Tag. And here's the cast. Here's the lineup of people who'll be playing these longtime friends for the past 30 years who've been playing a hardcore, no holds barred game of tag with each other in their real adult lives. Jeremy Renner, John Hamm, Ed Helms, Jake Johnson, Hannibal Buress, Annabelle Wallace, and Rashida Jones.
Yeah.
Are you in? Right?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Fresh idea, interesting concept, already funny. That cast of people, come on. For God's sakes.
And the stories that I have read about the length that these people go to when someone's on vacation with their family across the world and they show up out of nowhere.
You're it. And then they run away. That's it.
So stupid.
But awesome.
It's the best.
It's kind of what life is all about.
Yeah,
it's funny. I bet Dave hates it.
Oh, I bet so. Because it's fun. And there's joy.
Why is there so much tagging in Tag?
Oh, why don't they just sit there and look at each other and not tag? So anyway,
that sounds awesome.
John Hamm has just been added to the cast, and that's why it's news. But I just thought that sounds awesome.
I mean, it's no The Mummy.
First of all, you know, I'm all hammy.
I'm
all up in the ham.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And he makes everything better. Right. But I just think that cast sounds so funny.
Yeah, it's
already
great.
He's in Baby Driver.
Yeah, he is.
Can't wait for that film. We'll be giving out tickets to the premiere of that a little bit later in the show today. Meanwhile, Twisted Sister. Twisted Sister has performed their farewell show. They played their farewell show at a minor league baseball stadium in Lakewood, New Jersey last year. And that was it for Twisted Sister. They retired after that. Now, they're supposed to be paid $200,000 for headlining one night of a 3-day rock festival there called the Rock Carnival.
Holy moly, that's a surprise to me.
What's that?
That they're getting that kind of money for a show?
200 grand for the whole band to split?
Yeah. Doesn't that seem like a lot?
I don't think so. But apparently the promoters did. Because when their manager went to cash the check, there wasn't enough money to cover it. And they could only get $50,000.
Oh.
So, as you can imagine, the band is suing a concert promoter for money they claim they are owed for headlining that festival back in 2016. They want the rest of their money. Twisted Sister said, they're not going to take it. No. They ain't going to take it. They're not going to take it anymore. This kind of financial tomfoolery.
Burn in hell, Ralph.
And shenanigans.
Let me tell you what. That's legendary, my boy.
Thank you so much, sir. Today's celebrity birthdays. Mae Whitman is 29 years old today. Natalie Portman's 36. Matt Bellamy. Muse singer. And, of course, a longtime MTV VJ, right?
He was very different. He was two different guys.
He was awesome. Bill Bellamy. He was so talented.
One is African-American,
one is white.
And
then he went on to host. He was a cop show, undercover in New York or something.
Two different guys. Matt and Bill.
Johnny Depp's 54 years old today, and Michael J. Fox celebrates his 56th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You're listening to the world-famous K-Rock at 106.7 KROQ. Hey, the K-Rock Road Trip 2017 is happening. Kings of Leon at Red Rocks. Al, you've been to Red Rocks, right?
I have. It's beautiful.
It is considered one of the best concert venues in America. You get to see the band at the Hollywood Bowl on October 6th and qualify to see them at Red Rocks with round-trip airfare, hotel, and spending cash, too. 9 o'clock this morning. Give you those on K-Rock. Increasingly, I see stories that Americans are aligning themselves with religion less and less. But that doesn't mean they're not still spending time thinking about the big picture. More Americans than ever say that they are spiritual and not religious.
Yeah.
So I'm not Catholic, but that doesn't mean I don't still have a set of rules that I live by and don't feel like I'm in touch with my spirituality.
Sure.
And I guess that kind of makes sense, but I've always been a little bit confused because it doesn't seem like there's nothing at stake if you're just spiritual. I mean, yeah, you try to live a good life on earth, but the thing about the religion aspect of it is a lot of times those people are setting themselves up for what happens after they die. You don't get any of that if you're just doing the spiritual route. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think you're putting too much into it.
What do you mean?
You can just be spiritual, and there's no end game to spiritual.
Well, that's what I'm saying is there's no end game. So I'm surprised that more and more people are turning away from the religion aspect of it because that keeps you out of hell, I would think.
Not every religion.
Okay. Well, it looks like this is a trend around the world, and there is an article that came out this week with Sir Simon Jenkins, who has written a book about religion and churches in England. And he says that the public is looking for more spirituality and a less religious experience. And he says the problem with going to church is there's too much God. If they stop banging on about God, a lot more people would want to go to church.
Huh.
Which seems a little bit counterintuitive, but I think I like the direction he's going, and I want to find out more about this. So we asked Dave if we could get the author, Sir Simon Jenkins from the UK, on the phone with us right now, and I believe he joins us on K-Rock. Hello, Simon. How are you?
So much fun talking to you people there in the colonies.
Well, we're not the colonies anymore. We've been around.
No, I'm kidding. Across the pond, we're all the same.
Right, exactly. So expand upon the theory of your book, then.
Hold on one second. Could you turn the organ down a bit, please?
Yes, thank you for that.
I'm in a church right now.
Oh, you are right now. Okay.
I thought it would be an appropriate place to have a conversation in this new church that I'm attending myself. It's quite excellent.
Okay, now tell me about this. You've laid out a distinction between cathedrals and churches. What do you mean by that, sir?
Yes, well, you see, my theory is that churches, well, they just simply do too much banging on about God all the time. Oh, God says do this. Oh, God says, oh, don't do that. Oh, turn to page 7 in the hymnal. Oh, pass the bucket, put in some coins and all that rot. And I just feel it's just... that's what's driving people away from churches. But cathedrals like this beautiful cathedral I'm in, it focuses more on the spiritual. It's almost a place where you can meditate, where you can feel perhaps at one with the greater power of the music and the beauty of even the physical beauty of the building itself is something that helps you feel more in tune with a higher power and less That's about rules and regulations, if you will.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. You're finding peace with your surroundings instead of the actual words about God.
Yeah, it becomes a spiritual, individual holy place without all the dogma and the rhetoric of a church service, where they're trying to perhaps force a set of rules and regulations that you don't necessarily apply to your life.
That makes sense.
And the beauty of the physical beauty of the buildings of cathedrals, I think, is quite inspiring. Mm-hmm. And there's some music, too. The music plays a huge role, I think, in spirituality.
I think so, too. Now, do you have a person who stands up at the front of the room and preaches? Is there anything like that?
No, not in this particular cathedral. It's just it's a communion between myself, a higher power, and the music. It's just, the music is amazing.
Oh, so no bishop up there.
That's all. Time to do the wave. Time to do the wave. And God is good. Everyone said that.
Okay.
Where's the beach ball? Anyone have the beach ball throw around? I love this cathedral. It's simply the best.
Balls.
So much fun.
This is a departure from church.
It's the music really that makes it for me. The experience of having the... Yes. Makes you feel closer to death, really.
Well,
it's the final countdown.
It is, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
music
final
makes
countdown.
All the difference here. Absolutely. What's wrong with this organ? Things aren't going well technically here in the cathedral.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's a new cathedral, right?
There's a pastor named Beer Mug here.
Oh, no.
Screwing everything
this
up.
This won't end well.
He's going to get close to God right now because I'm going to kill him.
LA and OC's alternative rock. Hey, it's Harvey Danger, you guys.
Yay.
Here on the world-famous KROQ at 106.7 KROQ. Got a brand-new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup coming up, but we thought we might include a few of your phone calls on any topic with comments or questions or problems. We want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. It's time for What's Good.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify.
Oh, sorry, Nikki. Let's go to Fullerton first. Line 4, this is going to be Selsa to get us started. Give Allie something to think about all weekend long. Hi, mm-hmm. Selsa. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on, my dear?
Hey, guys. The other day, you guys were talking about how the dating game came back,
mm-hmm.
and you guys suggested that Allie should go on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Allie knows, but Rodney Alcala, he's a serial killer.
Oh, yeah.
He actually appeared on the dating game show back when it first aired.
And he won.
He won, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know all about Rodney Alcala because I'm a super weirdo murder person. Not only was he a convicted murderer at the time, he was also a registered sex offender. And they're like, yeah, come on our show. She didn't go out with him, though. She denied the date because she found him creepy. Yes.
She found him creepy.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
And then he went on to murder more women. So good times. Hopefully there's a better vetting process with the new dating game.
Yeah, I feel like these days they do try a little harder to check out those people before they put them on TV.
You're saying don't go on the dating game, though?
I'm saying don't go because it'll probably take you on a hike.
Oh, no hikes. You're so
no
right,
hikes,
Selsa.
No cruises, man. That's no. Allie's policy. Selsa, when you say that you're also a crazy murder person, what does that mean? What do you do? Are you watch all the movies, all the Netflix stuff?
I love Discovery ID. My boyfriend gets creeped out and he's like, "Are you planning on killing me? And getting ideas?"
I mean, it's helpful.
I do wonder sometimes if Allie's doing research and she just, in case she ever needs to get away with it, she wants to make sure she's got her bases covered.
Listen, I've got copious notes.
You know what? Hey, Allie, give me a call if it ever happens, if you ever
can. Right,
thank
Selsa.
You, Selsa.
I don't, let's save this tape. Could we please? This may come in handy later. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Hunt, Redondo Beach, line 2 up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. I didn't realize we were celebrating a holiday today, but that's what Hunt is calling about.
Yeah, so yesterday was actually World Oceans Day.
Oh, it was yesterday. I missed it.
It was yesterday. Yeah, we missed it. But just, you know, remind you guys to protect the oceans. We only have one. I know you guys do stuff with Surf Rider and Heal the Bay, which is rad. So just reminding everybody to clean up the beach. We only have one. And actually down in San Clemente, they're trying to build a toll road, which would destroy a surf spot called Trestles, which is where the World Tour actually stops off every year. So if they ruined it, they wouldn't go there anymore.
Oh, no kidding. Oh. Wow, I hadn't even heard about
that.
No. The one thing I will add, and I hear this public service announcement on the radio all the time, and I really think it's worth repeating, and I'm not preachy on this topic, but honestly, people who throw trash into the storm drains, like how stupid is that?
Crazy.
That people, I mean, it's just so insane that people just go, oh, I'll just sweep this off the street or out of my yard and it won't be a problem anymore because I can't see it. And they have no concept that it goes directly into the ocean. It's crazy how much crap literally and euphemistically ends up in the ocean because people just try to bury stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a surfer, so I have to deal with it. And every time it rains, surfers get sick if they go surfing right after it rains because of all the stuff that's in the water.
That's a really good point, hon. It would have made more sense to call yesterday. But, you know, I appreciate you being out there. I appreciate you calling. Thank you.
Were you mad at Hunt for not calling yesterday?
No, I wasn't. It sounds like a kind of a corny thing to bring up, but he's so right. We really do just have that ocean. You know what I mean? So let's take care of it. Let's go to Scott, Rancho Cucamonga, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show, doing What's Good at 1-800-520-1067. Scott is on line 3, and he joins us now. Hey, Scott, what's up, dude?
Hi, good morning, Bean. Good morning, Allie. How are you?
Good.
Hey, in honor of all the T-shirts, I know Kevin's not in today, but in honor of the T-shirts selling so well, I wanted to request the Kevining song. If I do.
Well, that is the picture on the T-shirt.
By the way, Kevin isn't here today, as you mentioned, and RIP Kevin. But, I mean, he really hates the Kevining photo. So I give him all the credit in the world that he signed off on that being the picture on the Quitters Never Give Up T-shirt. Don't you?
Absolutely.
Right. It was very, very cool of him. Did you get a T-shirt, by the way, Scott?
I did not.
What's wrong with you?
Well, maybe this song will inspire you, Scott.
I like the song. I don't have enough for the T-shirt at the moment, though.
All right. Well, we'll give you a free pass on that. But for everybody else, till 10 o'clock this morning, you can go to krock.com and buy your Quitters Never Give Up T-shirt with proceeds to Kevin and Melissa's charity, Friends and Helpers. It's a great T-shirt. And as soon as at 10 o'clock, we go into production. We start making them so we can ship them out to you as quickly as possible. And since you asked, Scott, you sound like a nice dude. Here's your request.
Hey, boys and girls. Have you heard about the new sensation that's sweeping the nation? It's called Kevining. And I'm going to show you how. Well, first you have to think like a Kevin. Think like IQ minus 11. You're Kevining. You're Kevining.
Duh.
You're Kevining. You're Kevining. Then you have to get a stupid goofy face. And make sure you stare into outer space. You're Kevining. You're Kevining.
Duh.
You're Kevining. You're Kevining. Then two thumbs up and this is no joke. To finish it off, have a stroke. You're Kevining. You're Kevining.
Duh.
You're Kevining. You're Kevining.
I just had a stroke. Don't mock me.
Remember Kevining? Those were good times, guys.
Those were good times.
Thank you for the calls. Brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup coming up next. This has been What's Good.
What's Good?
Alan and Kay.
Hey, Bean.
New Killers next week.
I know.
It's called The Man.
Yeah, of course it is. Because of Brandon, right?
Are they your favorite?
They're up there. Killers and a band called Elbow are my two favorite bands.
Yeah, they're real good, too.
One's working, one's not.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Dave?
I'm just saying, one's making new music.
Really? Elbow's album just came out a few months ago.
So they would be the one.
Hey, guys, we're on the air. It's 7:38 on the world famous K-Rock for a Friday morning. It's time for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. Hit it, Steve.
Internet Roundup. Better turn your sound up. Internet Roundup on krock.com.
These are the best.
Internet Roundup.
Always funny.
Better turn your sound up. Internet Roundup on kevinandbean.com.
Okay, now is it safe to go?
I think so.
We take the best viral videos of the week and put them in one handy location at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. Like the man said, Dave, our producer, King of Mexico, is here. He puts the list together. And we got a good batch this time. Before we get into the audio of some of the great videos, I want to talk about a couple of them. First of all, the Hood Internet has put together a 40 years of hip-hop video.
that I couldn't even do justice by playing a few seconds of it on there. You got to see the whole video. Allie, you watched this,
it's
right?
It's phenomenal. It's well worth your time.
You can't believe how many great songs and artists are put to, and the way it is just edited together, the video and the audio is so brilliant. Please go check that out. It's great. And Dave, I know your favorites involves a guy who's trying to blow up a refrigerator. What's this about?
A guy's... He's using a rifle to shoot a fridge, and he puts Tannerite on it. Do you know what that is?
I don't. That's what I was going to ask. What is Tannerite?
They're exploding targets. So you know you hit the mark. So you put, like, long range, and you shoot them, and they explode.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy put a bunch of it on the fridge. He's standing behind a tree, shoots it, and no lie, the guy's about 30 feet away. The fridge door explodes. The fridge door flies at him, right at the tree, and it narrowly misses him and narrowly kills him.
So his little hobby almost killed him.
Yes!
Yeah.
That would have been awesome if he would have died by the door.
Well, I don't know. It would have been awesome.
Death by door.
Death by door.
Die, but it is amazing, though, that he's in the middle of a giant field with this refrigerator, and of all the places that door could go, it comes right back at him.
It was almost his time.
It really does almost hit him, you know, within a foot or so. It's kind of crazy that this dude is still alive. So definitely that's a video that's well worth checking out. There's a brand new Honest Trailers on that, too. People sharing their favorite insults is very funny, and a whole bunch more. All right, let's get into the new Carpool Karaoke.
Yes.
Ed Sheeran, the little gnome that he is.
I love him
little
so
Muppet,
much.
Is so talented and so likable and so funny. And this is a great, I think this was a great episode with James Corden, didn't you?
It was top three for me.
Yeah, it was a touching episode.
I really, really enjoyed it. And part, you know, for folks who don't know, the Carpool Karaoke is they drive around, literally James Corden drives around, and it looks extremely unsafe to me, by the way, because he's really not paying attention to the road. But they drive around and they sing, and it's an interview also. And one of the things that came up about Ed Sheeran is that he does not use social media, and here's why.
Are you still on your no phone, no internet?
Yeah, just email. So, like, email's the best way to
reach. Because you were telling me that this was something that I should do in my life.
Definitely do it, yeah. I actually don't have a phone anymore. I had a phone for like 2 weeks and then I just didn't charge it. But it's just what it would have been like 30 years ago for our parents.
100%,
you know?
Yeah.
I'd wake up every morning, there'd be like 50 messages and none of them would say, hey, how are you? It'd be like, can I have this? Can you lend me this? Yeah. Can you do this? Can I get this? And it was fine at the beginning and it just got really, really draining by the end of it. So getting rid of that, going traveling, getting perspective, making an album that I love. Everything's great.
I got my first phone when I was like 19, 20.
Hook up with girls on it.
Big time. You up? Eggplant emoji. That was it.
James Corden with the you up, eggplant emoji.
Which, here's the thing with that. I respect it. That's great. But James Corden called you at the beginning of Carpool Karaoke to tell you to come down to the car.
Well, he might have called on a landline.
Consistency, James. You're better than this.
Dave, who is Josh Prey? He's a comedian?
Just a comedian, you know, trying to get his work out there on the interwebs.
He's very, very funny. And I think, and I'm not 100% sure, I'm trying to read between the lines here. I think he enjoyed the Wonder Woman movie when he went to see it.
Bruh, this movie is so good. I don't even want to look at the poster, bruh. I was on Rotten Tomatoes, right? Rotten Tomatoes got a film like a 96, 97 rating. Hell no, how? This is 155. Bruh, somebody said they give it a 9 out of 10. How? When she was a 12, the whole movie. Gal Gadot, Gigi, baby, you Gucci, baby. Your name need to be on sandals, baby.
By the way, I'm going to play some more of this, but I want to stop right there. If your name needs to be on sandals, baby.
He Gucci.
Because she's that awesome. She's her own brand?
Yep.
Okay.
Bruh, wait, fellas. Fellas, remember how you had to go to Magic Mike and you had to go see 300? You had to go see 300 Part 2 because all the men was ripped in the movie. And we had to sit up there with our fat ass. We had chubby. We men, we ain't never had no baby. We got scratch marks. We got to see the dude with their shirt off. Go see Wonder Woman. The first act of them, go see Wonder Woman. Bruh, listen.
I wish I could play the whole thing. It's so funny. You definitely have to check it out. And our friend Jimmy Kimmel, as always, is doing great work around ABC's airing of the NBA Finals. He's been doing a lot of funny stuff. Will Ferrell trying to throw a three-pointer the other night was really funny on his show, too. But he did the annual edition, fifth year in a row, that they've done Jimmy Kimmel's Mean Tweet. So this is with stars of the NBA and also with, you know, play-by-play announcers and commentators
and stuff. It's very funny. Check it out.
Zach Levine looks like the type of guy that tries his girlfriend's bra on in college as a joke, but kind of liked it.
I bet DeAndre Jordan is so bad at free throws because his eyes are so close together.
They are. They
Personally, are. I think Paul George could be traded for like half a bag of saltine crackers.
The dopest thing about Karl Anthony Towns is that he looks like a gigantic, extraordinarily athletic baby.
If you look up the word douche in the dictionary, you will see a picture of Hitler, but in the picture, he's holding up a photo of Karan Butler. All right, come on, man. That's truly harsh.
Michelle Beadle's hair looks like it hasn't been washed since the late 90s. But technically, not all this is even my hair, so maybe it hasn't.
James Harden always looks like he's just about to lead the Israelites through the Red Sea.
Magic Johnson becoming GM is just another reminder that any stupid person can do anything they set their mind to.
I don't think Shaq is dumb, but he sure sounds like it.
You can see the rest of that in all the videos awesome. Right now at krock.com or kevinabean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
The Internet Roundup on kevinandbean.com.
Those young men sound upset.
A lot of screaming going
on. They sound very upset.
A lot of angst.
Someone get them a cool drink of water and a cold compress.
It's loud. Very loud.
It is very loud. You're right about that. Hey, it's finally Friday morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show, 7:55. Rob is here now. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, before I get to the Showbiz news, I do want to talk about the big event happening tomorrow at Santa Anita Park in beautiful Monrovia, California. It's the K-Rock Super Games and Brewfest Especial.
Yay!
Trace? Is it Trace or Quatorce? Or
it's Trace.
Vente Nueve? Which one is it?
Trace.
Trace. It is the third time everyone's out there at the infield at Santa Anita. You get to drink and eat from amazing food trucks like the Grilled Cheese Truck's going to be there and Dogtown Dogs. I love those Dogtown Dogs. You get booze. You can gamble on the thoroughbred racing, of course, that happens there at Santa Anita. But on top of all that, you get all the wacky fun of rock and roll joust, cornholio, slam dunk, giant beer pong games, jumbo chenga, beer pong-a-palooza, right?
Right.
Dunk the dummy, beer
that
mug.
Is classic.
Beer mugs be there in a dunk tank. Come on.
Usually in a Speedo, right?
Yep.
Cool.
Can he wear that onesie he was wearing at the Weenie Rose? Can we put him in that? It's an adult playground, basically, what it is. Plus all the K-Rock jocks that you can hang out with, like Beer Mug and Chip. She's going to be there with her band, Happiness is the Heart Hold.
I think it's Well Hung Heart.
Well Hung Heart.
Well Hung Heart. I got to write that down. Dave, the King of Mexico, DJ Omar Khan, Nicole Alvarez, Lightning, of course, will be there. All happens 11 a.m. is when the gates open. $5 to get in a general admission, or $30 for the VIP experience, which includes a couple drinks, the VIP exclusive area with a private restroom and bar. This will be a great event. You got to be 21 years of age or older if you want to attend. I want to give away now a 4-pack of those VIP passes. You and 3 friends will get exclusive bathroom, bar, and gambling areas, which is awesome. A couple drink tickets for each of you, a Santa Anita trucker hat. It's going to be a blast. 4-pack of VIP passes right now. 1-800-520-1067. Caller 21, because you got to be 21 years of age or older. Caller 21 will get this 4-pack of VIP tickets. It's going to be a blast. Right, Chip?
So much fun.
Can't wait to hear Well Hanged.
Well Hung.
Happy.
Heart.
Heart.
Well Hung Heart.
Well Happy Hung. Hang.
Well Hung, well hung heart. Heart.
Hanging Happy Wallpaper Heart.
Well Hung Heart.
Wall Hung. Hang the wall on the heart.
Well Hung Heart.
Come on, man!
Hey, also on Saturday, if you're not going to be at Santa Anita, if you're more, if you're in the Inland Empire area, like in Fontana, I'm going to check out the Auto Club Speedway because they're going to be building the world's longest pizza.
What?
Right? Oh. Listen to me. Oh. Like, that's something that was supposed to be a joke. You weren't supposed to be actually interested.
I do love pizza.
Yummy. Like
a lot of it, it sounds
and
like,
Bean does have, like, those bogus tourist attractions.
This is
like
the pecan.
World's largest peanut or whatever.
Yeah. Yep. I'd like to, tell me more.
Really?
Yeah.
How long does it have to be the world's longest pizza?
Well, Bean, you'll be happy to know the judges from Guinness will be on hand to certify the attempt to make a pizza that is 7,000 feet long.
Oh. Holy moly.
Really?
Who's hungry?
They're going to stretch out 8,000 pounds of pizza dough, slather it in 5,600 pounds of tomato sauce. Then they'll be sprinkling 4,000 pounds of cheese on the 7,000-foot-long pizza before baking it.
I'm actually hungry.
How do you bake something that long?
I'm glad you asked, Allie. Uh-huh. I have no idea.
Okay.
But I am glad you asked.
It doesn't make any sense to me. It sounds like it's just going to be the world's longest pizza, but it's not cooked.
They're going to bake it.
How can you bake it?
I'm telling you, baking will happen.
No, but let's think about it. Unless you break it down into pieces that are small enough to put into some sort of an oven or over a pit or something, how would you bake something that's that long?
Maybe it'll be really hot in Fontana on Saturday, and they just put it on the tarmac and then just...
Let the sun do the work.
Let the sun do the work.
Okay. I'm shocked that I need more info on this.
You, She-Bean, and Bean... Make my life difficult.
Allie, I'll pick you up around 3. We'll head over.
Attendees will be invited to sample the pizza, and the rest will be donated to local homeless shelters.
Oh, that's lovely.
Hey, would you like some Auto Speedway pizza, kids? You know, the finest pizza comes from Auto Speedways. It's got that nice rubber taste to it. You can't beat the smell of asphalt and gasoline fumes. On your pizza.
Exactly.
Oh, the homeless love a good Auto Speedway pizza.
I'm so jealous I'm not going to be there, man.
Why do
you're
you
not
like
jealous at all.
Things that are
does
awful?
Does sound good. Sounds really good.
It doesn't. It sounds awful. And the more awful, the more you get intrigued.
Yeah.
It's a bizarre reverse thing.
Well said,
thank you. That you've got going on there. Hey, don't forget Father's Day and graduation is coming up. Dads and grads.
Sure.
If you're worried about what to find for your dads and grads, there's a list of new hot gadgets that'll make a perfect gift for the dad or grad in your life.
Okay.
Because I'm thought of it because we were talking about pizza. How about the Star Wars pizza cutter? That's right.
Boy, would my dad love that.
Right? Just $10.
Okay.
So, make sure to pick that up, won't you?
You just read that.
The Star Wars pizza cutter. They can use it at the Auto Club Speedway this weekend. And I was looking at a list of new Star Wars merch that they've got coming out this summer, and I thought that was the lamest of them all.
Yeah, it's an odd item.
Pizza cutter. No need
for this. Why you fail.
This is why you fail. Speaking of failing, Phil Collins comes out of retirement and then pretty much kills himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many shows did he do on this big worldwide comeback tour?
Two. Aww. He's now in the hospital. He was in his London hotel room. He fell and hit his head in the middle of the night.
Did you see the picture?
I did not. Apparently, it's a pretty nasty gash on his forehead. Needed a bunch of stitches.
Big black eye. Yeah. Really. Yeah. I mean, he hit hard.
I guess he didn't feel it coming in the air that night.
Really? He just thought, I need to get to that bathroom against all odds. Right?
Is he going to Susu Studio?
The hotel?
Ooh, the hotel. Yeah.
File.
He's going to stay in hospital for observation for a bit, but he had to cancel his shows last night and tonight at the Royal Albert Hall. Oddly enough, his tour is called the Not Dead Yet Tour.
Oh, no, it's not.
It is. Oh. It's the official name of it.
Phil.
He's going to make that not true, apparently. He's still on, he says, for his run of shows in Cologne, Germany, that begin on Saturday. Then he's got Paris and some other shows in the UK this summer. So we'll see if he can keep himself alive long enough to perform in those. Today's celebrity birthdays are on a piece of paper that I have put right here. Michael J. Fox is 56 years old today. Johnny Depp turns 54. Matt Bellamy is 40 years old. Natalie Portman, 36. And actress Mae Whitman is 29. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Come on. That's real good, right?
It's real good, Bean.
Feel It Still is what it's called. The band is Portugal the Man. New album comes out next Friday. Love that band. Love that song. Glad to play it here on the world-famous K-Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ. Ali, I know you were as excited as I was about the Director Comey testimony yesterday. It was killing us that we were on the air while it was happening. But you got home. You got a chance to catch up. What'd you think?
Good Lord.
What's that mean?
Good Lord, John McCain.
Oh, John McCain is your takeaway?
What happened?
Yeah, one of the unexpected side effects. A lot of people had an opinion on how damaging Mr. Comey's testimony was to the president, if at all. Both sides found something to cheer about. But one of the unexpected side effects of the testimony yesterday was John McCain, who's on the Senate Intelligence Committee. He's the senator from Arizona. He's 80. And he seemed a little confused as to why they were there yesterday. In fact, most of the time he had interviewing James Comey, he spent on Hillary Clinton's emails, which didn't seem super relevant. Here's a little bit of what the senator asked.
That investigation was going on. This investigation is going on. You reach separate conclusions.
No, that one was done.
That investigation of any involvement of Secretary Clinton or any of her associates is completed.
Yes, as of July the 5th.
Okay, so you think, all right, they got past that. He's
okay,
done with
good.
The Clinton stuff. Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, there's more.
I think that the American people have a whole lot of questions out there, particularly since you just emphasized the role that Russia played. And obviously, she was a candidate for president at the time, so she was clearly involved in this whole situation where fake news, as you just described it, big deal.
I think someone tweeted yesterday, it was at one point it was just various nouns and verbs put together in random orders.
It was very bizarre.
And one more, I think, and this one is maybe just a misspeak or something more troubling. Wait, which guy's the president?
But you reached the conclusion that there was no reason to bring charges against Secretary Clinton. So you reached a conclusion. In the case of Mr. Comey, excuse me.
Okay. Yeah, James Comey's quick to say, no, sir. No, don't put that on me. He was asked about it. He said that he was a little tired. He had stayed up late watching the Diamondbacks play baseball the night before. I don't know if that's the real reason or what was going on, but it wasn't a shining moment for Senator McCain. Mm-hmm. But we thought we'd catch up. He's had a good night's sleep, hopefully, since then, and find out a little bit more about what was going down in the chamber yesterday. Senator, welcome back to the Kevin Bean Show. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
You're 80 years old. There were people asking yesterday if maybe it's time to say bye-bye.
Yes, I saw some of that online.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't perhaps at my sharpest yesterday when I was in asking President Comey about those situations.
Former FBI Director
right,
Comey.
Right, of course, yes. Director Clinton was always, I was asking those questions. And I was just trying to get to the bottom of the Hanes tagless T-shirts.
Yeah.
When you wash them a lot,
mm-hmm.
it'll fade that writing.
Okay, I think you're off topic a little bit. We're talking about the questions.
It's hard to know which is front and which is
that's
back.
That's a good point because
sometimes
usually
I'll
you'd
put
see
the T-shirt on backwards because the writing has been washed away.
Yeah. That's fine, but that's not why we're talking
fake
to you today.
News.
Right, but
big deal.
Did you get
it? Is a big deal.
Did you get the answers to the questions that you wanted about whether the president tried to influence the director's investigation into the Russia?
President Clinton was also involved in the election.
President Trump,
candidate Clinton, you mean?
In the election, and if you drink from the garden hose in the summertime and you don't let the water run, you can burn your lips.
It does come out hot.
It does. The water sits in the hose, and it gets baked on by the sun. And then,
right, but why?
If you don't let it run and get cool first, you can really burn your lips.
I'm not disputing that that's true, especially in Arizona where you live, sir, but why bring that up now? That's not what we're talking.
Just,
can you stay on topic?
When you drink from the hose is what I'm
right.
saying.
Right, okay. But let's keep it
I think
to the
American
topic in hand.
People have a lot of questions.
Okay, go ahead.
About the Russian, first of all, the Russians.
Okay, here we go.
Are they why there's no Shamrock Shake year-round?
Are the Russians
just,
why?
Why is it just in March?
That's McDonald's just picking that for St. Patrick's
Day.
Everyone
seems to enjoy them. You think they would put them on year round?
Right. I mean, it's true. Plus the McRib. I agree.
Don't encourage him, Allie. You're making it worse here.
That's a big deal as well. How deep does the involvement with the Russians go?
Okay, but it doesn't have anything to do with the Russians, and you can't attack.
How far is too far from the curb when you're parallel parking? How close should you get? What's the approximate distance you're supposed to be parked from the curb?
I think it's about a foot, maybe.
Sometimes if there's too much space, you step down, you can get your foot caught between the curb and your car.
That's true.
It's difficult to get your foot
These
out.
These are great points.
And then your sock, your shoe is stuck in the gutter, and you just have a gold toe sock.
Senator, you're not driving anymore, are you?
But I just want to wish the best to President Clooney and his new twins.
Okay, very nice. Dear. Chip's a little taskmaster, isn't she, Ellie? Jeez.
She's just, letting you know when the song's ending.
She's always yelling at me about something.
Well,
I mean,
Kevin's
you could be like
here.
Kevin and not listen to when the song's over.
I mean, back off, man.
Just trying to help.
Just trying to live my life here. 8:23, Friday morning on the world famous K-Rock. By the way, we did this last week, and it was so much fun. We're going to do it again in about 40 minutes or so. We're going to do another round of Keep It 100, where you get to request any song you want that K-Rock's ever played. And we'll give you all the details about that. That should be fun. Remember, last week we got to hear some Eminem, and it sounded really good after a long time.
It's good to hear.
I don't know how this topic came up, but I think it is a fascinating one. Look, here in the 21st century, we're all living two lives, real life and our online life.
Mm-hmm.
We've all become self-publishers. We've all become mini celebrities. We've all become, part of we orbit around everybody else with all the people that we know on social media. We've got all of our Twitter friends and our Facebook friends and our Instagram friends and our Snapchat friends, and we're trying to manage all of it. But it's interesting to see the people who make real distinctions between the two. They got a real life over here. They got a social media life over here. And sometimes those come in conflict with one another. And that is what I think is fascinating about the friends that you have, Allie, that you were telling us about.
Yeah, this is an interesting story that came up over a few cocktails a little while back. We were talking about social media, and my friend posts a ton of pictures of her kids with her husband, different play dates, that type of thing. She has a very big presence online, and she shows all of it. And she's been married about 10 years, I'd say. She has a 4-year-old and a 10-month-old. Pictures of the kids constantly. Yet you click on her husband's page, and you would think he was single as the day is long. It's just pictures out with the boys, pictures from car shows, the occasional picture of a steak on his plate. No real sign that he actually has a wife and children. And she brought it up because she said to me, do you think that's weird? And I said, absolutely that's weird. Have you talked to him about it? And she said, oh, he blows it off. And he says, I don't want to put you guys out there like that. I don't even like that you post the kids online, which I also get. I think people are way too free with posting their kids online.
Yeah, there's a legitimate argument to be made about that, but it doesn't make sense why you wouldn't post your spouse.
No. So I said,
it seems like that's a significant, and you guys do things together.
It seems
like you make photos of that, yeah.
I said, have you ever thought about just posting like under picture? Hey, I was there. Like the most passive aggressive, creepy stuff ever. She's like, no, I don't want to fight about it anymore, but it's causing problems. Well,
does it hurt her feelings?
Absolutely.
Does she feel that he is not, that he's embarrassed by her?
She feels he's not proud of her on one hand. And then her other thought was, well, does he want to come off as single in these pictures? And if that's true, that's a whole other range of problems that they need to get to the bottom of. But it is very weird when you see his page and there is no semblance of a family. None.
Do you know the husband?
Yes.
And what's your read on him? Does he seem, is this skeezy?
Yeah. I think it is.
You think he's got a girlfriend?
I think he likes to portray an image of himself that
right.
He needs the constant affirmation. He needs
and the family is a drag.
Exactly.
On paid
exactly.
Pictures.
And if some chick's going to like your picture of you out with the boys and write underneath, looks like fun. Invite next time. Like who? What? Who are you, random lady? It's just weird stuff.
That's really interesting. And I get that people would have different comfort levels. Like, there are some people who never want to be in pictures on the internet at all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? No matter who it is. I mean, if they're at somebody's birthday dinner, they wish they weren't in that photo if that ends up on Facebook. I totally get that there are different levels of comfort.
Yeah.
Something like that, though, sounds like there's a problem.
Yeah, I thought so. But I also was a couple cocktails in.
Yeah, right.
So I couldn't really wrap my head around it until we brought it up in the meeting. But yeah, it's just something's off for sure.
It would be interesting to hear from other people who have gone through that, who have that that dynamic, that struggle within the relationship of whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband, wife, or husband, wife, whatever your situation is. I'd love to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067 if you have encountered this. And maybe what kind of advice you might give to Ali's friend. Like, is she making too big a deal about this? Because that's not really what matters. What matters is this dude's a good husband and father and he's around. Or does she have a legitimate beef here that he is intentionally excluding her from the image that he portrays to the world? Is there a serious problem here? I think it'd be interesting to hear how people would advise them to proceed at this point, too. So if you've got the same problem or you've got thoughts on the problem that Ali's friends are having right now, we'd love to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. Quick break. Come back with your calls next on K-Rock. Here's the topic we are taking your calls and texts on at 1-800-520-1067 from the 626. I have a similar situation. My boyfriend of 10 years never posts any pictures, period. But on a Snapchat, you'll never see me in them. If you do, it's only sent directly to our close friends. It makes me feel like he's either hiding something, once looked like he's single, or like Ali mentioned, he's not proud of me. Ali, this is getting sad. Aww. What are we going to do about it, you guys? Thank you for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Friday morning. Ali, for those just joining us during the Offspring song, recap what we're doing here.
So my friend's been married about 10 years. Her and her husband have a 4-year-old and a about 10-month-old together. She posts a ton on Instagram, the family outings, things that they're doing. Just stuff that, you know, she's got a family, husband, everything. Her husband, on the other hand, posts nothing about her. It's mostly guys' night out. He'll post pictures of that, pictures at car shows, food, that type of thing. No semblance on his page of a family. No, if you were to look at that and not know his wife and kids, you'd think, oh, this is a single guy.
Yeah, and she's starting to have questions about
it. Yeah, she thinks it's a bit weird.
Well, let's see what the audience has to say, and let's see if they're in similar situations at 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call or text. Why don't we start with our man Frank? He's in Long Beach. He has been patiently waiting on line 2. Frank, glad you're with us. What's going on, dude?
What to do, nephews?
And to you as well.
I just wanted to add that if you all have the same friends online, then they're going to get a double dose. And they're going to start to get grossed out by all the mushiness and loviness that you guys are posting.
Frank, I don't think she's concerned about the same friends.
So it's about different friends.
Yeah. It's about other people and also finding a page, coming across it, and then you start following that person, that type of thing. And I agree. When you have, you know, friends that they're posting the same picture of their baby 40 times a day, give me a break.
Yeah. I appreciate that Frank was looking for the loophole for the
guy. I get it.
It may not apply in this case, but I'm glad. It's a good point, though. In other situations, it would make sense to only post a thing one time, but maybe not this time. All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Why don't we try, let's try Anna LaPuente, please, line 7, up next here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey. What's up, Anna?
Okay, so this had occurred with me in my past relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, the ex, he was to the point even where he was hiding the fact that he had Snapchat. I had no idea until afterwards I found out, luckily, which pretty much caused a split.
secret social media accounts is kind of even a whole nother level, right?
Yeah, so he didn't post about you at all?
No, I mean, the fact he was just hiding, I mean, it was just him and his friends, and so even, I mean, okay, say for Instagram, for instance, he didn't really post anything about us.
Yeah.
So I was just like, okay, whatever, but I mean, to the point where you hide that you have another social media to another level.
Yeah, that's shady.
That's shady. That's a red flag right there.
Yeah,
all right,
but
Anna.
My opinion in this is the fact that, I mean, plain and simple, the guys, they just want to talk to other girls, and that's right in front of our noses.
Sounds like it. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. From the 714, please don't use my name. which is easy, by the way, because she didn't give it. I went through this constantly. I was married and my husband wouldn't even accept my friend request on Facebook until a couple of his male friends called him on it. I found that his status was single and that he was cheating the whole time we were together.
Oh, no, man.
No bueno, you guys.
I hate this phone topic. Why'd I bring it up?
Let's try Jerry. Valencia, please. Line 5 up next on the Kevin Beach Show. Jerry, what's going on?
So a couple months ago, I had gone on a 10-day vacation with my boyfriend in Europe, and he was on his phone pretty constantly while we were there, which bothered me a bit. After we got back, I went on his page on Instagram and found that during the whole 10 days, he had only posted pictures by himself, none of us together, even though oftentimes we took a picture of us together in the same place. He only posted the pictures of him.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it hurt a little bit. It stung.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if he wanted to come across as single, like you mentioned, mm-hmm. or if he would have rather been there by himself.
What did he say? When you said, hey, we were all at the Eiffel Tower, why is there only a picture of you there? What was his answer?
He claimed that he honestly didn't even think of it at the time, but it was a lot of pictures. I mean, I don't know. I think there was one point where he had said, while he was checking, while we were even there, he goes, someone just commented, oh, it looks like I have a personal photographer with me. I was like, well.
Yeah. This is so sad.
Yeah, her name is Jerry.
And by the way, he did think about it. He thought about it a lot. And that's why he chose the pictures that he took. He made that decision. But that's sad. Well, I'm glad you guys are exes now, Jerry. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try Ryan. Back to Long Beach we go. Line 1. I'm next on the Kevin and Bean Show. 1-800-520-1067 for your calls and texts. Be part of the conversation. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I think it goes both ways. Because me and my girlfriend, we have a son, and we go through it all the time. I'll post pictures here and there of us, but she's on another level where she'll post every detail of our life on there. And for instance, the other day I was at 7-Eleven. Never in my life, I'm checking out at the cash register, and she's like, oh, your son's so beautiful. And I'm like, excuse me? And she was like, I saw the picture you guys at Disneyland the other day, and she's going on and on about our life. And that, mind you, I've never even seen this lady. So when I left 7-Eleven, I was kind of, what's going on with this? So I called my girlfriend and asked her, and, oh, she must be my friend on Facebook or Instagram. It's like she has so many people that have followings and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. where I come from with it, it kind of bugs me a little bit because it's like you don't know. People get kind of weird with social media stuff, you know? So
yeah. No, I totally agree. There's definitely overshares, and I would be very concerned about pictures of my kid on the internet. I absolutely would. But the thing with this is there are no pictures of just her and her husband on the page. There's no semblance of a family on his page.
Yeah, that to me is a little weird. I mean, yeah. I definitely have, like, a few of them on ours, but it's like I don't go overkill with it, but Yeah, that's definitely.
No, I gotcha. And you know, and these days it's so tough to. I mean, it's not tough. Most people are able to manage it fine. But I can understand there are a lot of situations where people have this imbalance of what they're comfortable with online. You know what I mean? Like you're talking about, Ryan. I appreciate the call and thank you for listening. Let's do one more real quick. Let's make it Monique, just so we can end on a real heartbreak. She's on line 7, calling us from L.A. Hey, Monique, what's going on?
Hi. How's it going?
Good.
Sounds like you got some experience with this topic.
Yeah, unfortunately. I had a boyfriend, this happened a long time ago. I had a boyfriend and, you know, we were going out for about 6 months, 8 months, something like that. And, you know, I was posting pictures of me, my friend, him, and, you know, all the stuff we were doing. We even took a vacation together, all that great stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I throw that up on my Facebook page and I happen to notice, you know, he hadn't shared anything, you know, there's no pictures of me. There's pictures of his friends. There's pictures like, you know, of his. Yeah, there's no pictures of him. So I end up finding out. I go and dive deep into his Facebook page. He's single. You know, there's not one picture of anything, nothing stating about me. So I end up finding out, long story short, end up finding out that he actually was cheating on me, and I actually was actually the side chick.
You weren't even the main chick, Monique.
Yes.
You homewrecker, you.
Well, here's my thing, okay? And this, you know, this goes for your friend's husband. If he really cares about his wife, and this really, really bothers her to that extent where they're fighting over it, mm-hmm. you know, if he didn't have anything to hide, he would actually just throw some pictures of her and the kids up there, make her happy, make her feel comfortable.
Yeah, but the just to appease her.
Gone, mm-hmm. You know, it really raises that red flag a lot higher.
Yeah, I think so.
Your wife's feelings. You've been married to her for 10 years. Come on.
I agree.
I think we're going to find out that Monique is doing it with your friend's husband. Allie. I think that's
because she is a homewrecker.
She's
a homewrecker. Chick.
That's what we learned. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Thanks everybody for the calls. I'm just saying, I don't know why Allie's trying to break up everybody's relationships, but she really is.
Boy,
yeah, people are mad at me online.
Yeah.
Now I have to have this conversation. Sorry.
Right, Allie. Why can't just let love be love? Okay.
Okay.
No,
okay.
She's going to start fights, Ralph.
Oh man,
that's what I do.
Hey, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat, but we are going to try keep it 100 again this week. Let's keep it 100, right? We had so much fun with it last week. For those who weren't with us, here's what the idea is look, we love all of the music that we play here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Mm-hmm.
There's no song we don't adore because they're all the best ever.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean there's something that hasn't slipped through the cracks maybe that we don't play as much as you'd like anymore. A K-Rock song that you haven't heard in forever. We're going to give you the opportunity to be the music director. You get to pick the song that you want to hear next, okay? So 1-800-520-1067. That's the number. This is a text-only deal, and we call it Keep It 100 because the 100th text we're going to play, as long as K-Rock has it, as long as it's in the system, we're going to play it for you.
First text in, Travis from Whittier. I get knocked down. Chumbawamba. I hear you, Travis.
This is texting, excuse me, heat of the moment.
Okay, so Travis with his Chumbawamba is text number one. Ralph, your text has come in at text number two. But we're going to take number 100. What do you want to hear? What K-Rock song can we make your Friday with? Give us
a
text.
Come on, Cobra Starship.
Give us a text right now. Wait, Cobra Starship? Was that the Snakes on a Plane band? 1-800-520-1067. What's your song for Keep It 100? We'll play it coming up in a few minutes on K-Rock. First, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat on a Friday.
Chip, you should totally text something from William Hung Heartthrob. Whatever your little group is.
Well Hung Heart?
Yeah.
We have it in the system.
Then you could totally be on the radio.
We played it at Locals Only. It's in the system. You're right.
Right?
You said William Hung Heartthrob.
It's a pretty good name, too, by the way.
Great.
Someone tweeted me that one.
The world is new by Sage Ferris.
I wish I could remember who it was. I didn't give credit, but you know who you are, sir. Thank you. That was very funny. Let me do some showbiz news while we're here. Okay?
Yeah.
This is sad. I think the hardest part about being a parent is other people chiming in on how you should do it. And it's hard enough for regular jamokes like us or just living our lives. But in your celebrity, you get it really bad. And it's happening again, more parent shaming. This time for Jessica Simpson, who's being criticized for posting a photo of her kid. I guess they were all by the pool. Her 5-year-old daughter was in a bikini. And so the internet went ape-ess all over her, criticizing her parenting skills because she allows her 5-year-old daughter to be in a bikini.
I was looking at pictures yesterday of me as a 2-year-old in a bikini. And let me just say, those chunky thighs.
It's pretty cute,
it's
right?
It's the damn cutest thing you've ever seen.
Right.
Maybe it's on you, people, for sexualizing a child.
Yeah, if you're looking at that and going, well, that's too sexy, then
you're
gross.
A creep.
Everyone came down on her, especially Jared Vogel, who criticized her for just posting the one picture.
How dare you? Oh, Ralph.
I'm just
that's
saying.
Cool. Why? No, kids.
No, kids.
Kids,
run away. It's the subway guy. Run. It's life imitating art for Robert Downey Jr. He's becoming a real-life Tony Stark. Did you see his mansion? He resides now in a mansion in Malibu, California, right on the ocean, just like Tony Stark did.
Okay.
Oh, I hope he's got a basement full of suits of armor. That'd be awesome. Yeah, it is 3 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, panoramic views of the Pacific Ocean. It is, it's pretty cool. Pool, spa, cabana. I'm surprised. Well, maybe not. Maybe because it's only 3 bedrooms. But what do you think he paid for it?
On the beach in Malibu?
Yeah.
Does it say what part of Malibu?
Does not. It says panoramic views, Pacific Ocean, modern architecture, 3 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms. That's all
not
I got
the part that's underground from the collapsed highway. Not that part. Huh?
not that part.
I'm going to say
14.
I was going to say 40.
Oh.
$3.5 million.
What?
That seems very
that's
reasonable.
That's not possible, right?
That's way
it's not possible.
North. That's like county line.
I don't know.
I don't know. But that seems insane to me.
It does.
Maybe this is a misprint. Maybe this is a misprint.
Maybe it's 34.
Maybe. Or 35 would make more sense. It's
3.5. Did you say 3.5? I lowered the price. It's on sale, guys.
It is funny that we're looking at a $3.5 million house and we can't believe it because it's too inexpensive.
Too cheap. Taylor Swift's the worst, right?
She's the best.
I am so angry with this girl right now.
Isn't this really rude of her?
It's so petty. It's childish. It's BS, and her whole girl squad crap goes right out the window when you pull crap like this, Taylor.
Taylor Swift today lifted the embargo on her back catalog of songs, which are now available on all streaming services. She took her music off every streaming service before the release of her 1989 album, because she was all chap-assed about royalty payments. But today, she has released her entire back catalog on all streaming services.
Well, that's interesting timing.
I wonder why she would pick today. I can't imagine. Let's move on. In other music news, Katy Perry releases her new album today.
Yay!
Witness. How childish is that?
It's so calculated. It's so petty. It's despicable.
It's transparently... Yeah. Petty and repugnant.
Bean, you can't side with her on this. You can't say, oh, it's just weird timing.
Taylor Swift.
What do you want me to say?
The truth.
She's awful.
Admit it. The truth. What kind of move is that? How would you categorize that move?
She's not awful, but it seems a little petty.
A little?
It does seem a little unnecessary. Look, Taylor Swift is the biggest pop star in the world. She doesn't need to punch down like this. She doesn't.
Punch down to Katy Perry?
Yeah, yes. I beg to differ, sweet spirit.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even close in terms of popularity. But what I'm saying is, she's already won. Let it go.
She hasn't won, first of all, because she's awful and everyone knows it. But secondly, don't keep being awful when you're already awful.
And she disappeared. No one's heard from Taylor for months.
Right.
And then
but
all
God
of a sudden,
forbid,
this is
Katy
the first
Perry
thing.
Has a moment.
It's just, ugh.
She's got to come out from under her rock.
I usually couldn't care less about her, but she is just.
Right?
Petty level. Yeah.
Fargo air conditioner. That's what we're saying.
A couple.
Push it out the window.
Yes.
Please note, for those who accuse me of always siding with Taylor, is I'm with you guys on this. I wish you had not
what
done this.
What we got out of you was, it seems
It's a bad look.
She's the greatest thing in the world.
She is. She's the best.
She's just
for someone always talking about women need to stick together and my girl squad, and we're all in this together.
Right?
F you.
She's a hypocritical bad person.
Yes.
Such a big liar.
And I'm not afraid to use that kind of language. I don't care.
Hi, Peter Griffin, Leering Dad. A quick question. In Shake It Off, you invite us to get down to, quote, this sick beat. Yet the beat you then provide is rather mild. My question is this. May I lick your legs?
Yeah, I don't think that's what we're getting at, Peter, at all. She's the worst. Today's celebrity birthdays. Michael J. Fox is 56. Johnny Depp is 54 years old today. Matt Bellamy turns 40. Natalie Portman is 36 years old today. And Mae Whitman is 29. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
LA and OC's Alternative Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ. Quick reminder, T-shirt sales... We shut it down at 10 a.m. We promise you 24 hours for the Quitters Never Give Up T-shirt with Kevin's face on it for charity, and we're very near the end of that. So thanks to everybody who already bought those T-shirts. We'll get those out to you as fast as we can. They're just $19.99, don't you know, plus shipping and handling. And we close down sales at 10 a.m., so get on over to krock.com right now to buy your T-shirt. All right, we're doing a Keep It 100 right now, Allie. You've been scrolling through the hundreds of texts that have come through.
Yeah.
What have you seen that you love?
I have loved Pale Shelter, Tears for Fears.
Ooh, nice.
New Order, Age of Consent.
It's a good one.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Stop It. We play that every other song, so
yeah,
no
the
need.
The idea is this is something you haven't heard in a while. This is a K-Rock song that you love that you don't hear anymore. I was pulling for a Little Sister by Queens of the Stone Age. Got several requests for that.
Yeah.
Haircut 100. Love Plus One.
Nice.
Three Little Pigs by Green Jelly.
Come on.
In a Big Country, we got a request for. Let's Go Smoke Some Pot by Dash Rip Rock, we got a request for. But let's find out what the winner is. We promised the 100th text through at 1-800-520-1067. We'll get a chance to pick his or her favorite song. It's time to Keep It 100.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
keep it 100.
All right, Chip, you go ahead and dial. This is the only scary part of this whole thing is what if the person doesn't pick up? We've done the big intro. We're all set to hear their request, and then we can't get them on the phone. But hopefully that won't be the case here. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, is this Claire?
Yeah, hey, how are you?
Kevin and Bean Show calling. What's up, girl?
Yeah.
What's up, girl?
I want to know all about you. Thank you so much for texting us for Keep It 100. We appreciate that. Where are you? What are you doing this morning?
I am driving to work in Beverly Hills, but I'm driving from Eagle Rock, so quite the journey.
That's a long drive. What do you do in Beverly Hills, if you don't mind me asking?
I do set design, freelance set design.
Oh, you're fancy Hollywood type, huh?
Claire, out of curiosity, after the wonderful movie Breakfast Club came out, how many people, when you introduced yourself, would then say, that's a fat chick's name?
I mean, it happened every day. Well, not every day, but it happened just a few days ago, actually.
So. Oh, man. That's one of my favorite characters, though. Molly Ringwald.
And the only thing I can say back is, like, it's a family name.
Right.
But
excellent.
All right. And you you generally listen to the Kevin and Bean Show when you're making that commute, then?
I do, every morning.
Oh, you're the best. We love you. And you are our Keep It 100 contestant, which isn't really the accurate word, I don't think. It's not really a contestant. But you are contributing to the program today, helping us make it a better show. Anything we got in the system, any K-Rock song you love, Claire, we're going to play for you right now. What have you selected, my dear?
Celebrity Skin by Hole.
Let's do it. Thanks for calling on the world-famous K-Rock. Come on. How about Claire, by the way? How about that request from Claire from 626?
Amazing request.
Yeah, that was a great choice. Thank you for participating in our 100th texture for Keep It 100. We'll do it again next week. Hey, we forgot to congratulate Julian Videri from Los Angeles. He is our latest winner of tickets to go see Kings of Leon at the Hollywood Bowl October 6th and is qualified to see the band at Red Rocks as well. This is K-Rock Road Trip 2017, destination number one. Your chance coming up at noon and then at 3 and then again at 6 p.m. Get all the details at krock.com. You're listening to the world-famous K-Rock at 106.7 KROQ. It's a lot of people's favorite time of the whole week on the Kevin and Bean Show, which is when Ralph steps in for his final showbiz beat and really doesn't give a damn how it goes.
Nope.
And I think that shows, and I think we all enjoy that. So have at it, Ralph.
The only part I do care about, is this very first part.
Right.
Because I have tickets still to give away to the red carpet premiere of Baby Driver.
Yay!
Baby Driver is the new film from writer-director Edgar Wright, and it's happening on June 14th downtown at the Ace Theater at the Ace Hotel. And I got to tell you, I have one of the most anticipated films for me personally this year is this Baby Driver. And it's getting all kinds of reviews, like 100% fresh and Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah,
and it's so sweet.
People say the music and the way it intertwines is just phenomenal.
Edgar Wright's just the best. Ansel Elgort is the star. Kevin Spacey will be in the film. Lily James, John Hamm. Ow, what happened there?
Was that wrong? Was that bad?
I feel like you need a new bell. It's been a little weird.
John Hamm, Jamie Foxx, terrific cast. It's in theaters everywhere on June the 28th. But as I mentioned, we've got passes for the red carpet premiere next week, June 14th. Five callers will win these. But you got to know a little Edgar Wright trivia. I've been doing it all week. I'm not just giving them away. Got to give them to real Edgar Wright fans because this is a tough ticket. Red carpet world premiere ticket? Yeah, you're going to earn it. Here's your question for today. Edgar Wright got his big break in show business with a low-budget, independent spoof western that he wrote, directed, and released himself in 1994. This is what led him to working in television and starting off his whole career. But it was an independent, low-budget spoof of westerns that he did himself. What was the title of that film? The title
Pig's Feet Don't Lie?
Nope.
The Pink Fruit
No.
No.
What Seven is, Sundays in May.
That is not it.
Either 8 minutes from death.
That's not also
Bubbles
not it.
For Algernon.
That is not it.
Count Smokey Love.
That is certainly not it. We need to know the name of the spoof Western written and directed by Edgar Wright that pretty much kicked off his career.
The Monkees. It's
not the Monkees either.
Bobo.
No, Bobo is the name of a person. It's not a name of a movie. Call now. First five people, 1-800-520-1067 with the right answer. Get those passes to the red carpet premiere, Baby Driver. I'm going. I'll see you next week. If you win, I'll see you. Say hey, Ralph, what's up? I'll go.
I'm so drunk.
I think that's Kevin.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about show business news. Sad news. Wildly talented actress named Glenn Headley has passed away at the age of 63. No. You may know her best from her starring role opposite Warren Beatty in the movie Dick Tracy. She was Tess Trueheart in that film. She was also in the miniseries Lonesome Dove. Another terrific performance that she gave in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Dr. Detroit, Woody Allen's Purple Rose of Cairo, Mr. Holland's Opus.
Wow, starred in
that
movies.
Along with Richard Dreyfuss. She was Lindsay Lohan's mother in Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen. She played Dr. Abby Keaton in season 3 of ER. Very, very talented actress. She's in The Circle with Emma Watson and Tom Hanks, and still in theaters right now. Passed away at the age of 63. So that is sad news. She was very talented. By all accounts, a charming, lovely woman to work with. Lord knows we could use more of those in the world. But
63?
Yeah,
good
I don't
Lord.
Know what the cause of death was. It apparently more on that story will be forthcoming, but sad, sad news. Also sad is the fact that Taylor Swift is awful.
How?
An awful, awful person.
Dare you?
People talking about the fact that her timing is a little suspect in that at midnight last night, she re-released her entire back catalog of music, making it available to all streaming services.
Very lovely gesture.
Is it?
Makes the fans happy. They haven't been able to get her music in a lot of the streaming services.
That's true. You're
but
right.
It hasn't been for, what, a year?
2014.
Years? Many years? Why?
2014
why
is when
why
she took all of her music off of streaming service because she loves her fans so much, Allie.
Okay.
She took all of her songs off of the streaming services.
Well.
Because she wasn't getting paid enough, in her
right.
opinion.
That's
sketchy. Because art
sure.
pays, costs, pays, pay what? Me. Remember that big mm-hmm. speech she
yeah.
gave about artists?
Right.
And how she needs to support other artists? She's not doing
mm-hmm.
it for herself.
No.
She's doing it for other artists because she has to support and defend and protect other artists.
Okay.
So today she has put her music back on the streaming services. And that's it. There's no other timing about it. No other weird issue.
Thanks
at
for
all.
Listening, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Oh, wait a minute.
Back here Monday.
Katy Perry's new album drops today.
What?
Katy Perry's new music available today as of midnight. Also in streaming services and iTunes and everyone else you can find music. Her new album, Witness, dropped today, and I'm sure that's just a coincidence.
Petty as hell.
That
I think
Katy
it's very
Perry
generous.
Went
it's very generous.
On the James Corden show and finally set the record straight about the petty behavior of Taylor Swift and that whole little beef that they had. And now, wow, shocking. Taylor Swift tries to cut the legs out from under her by releasing her music and a
Taylor's
big press
trying to call
release.
Attention to the streaming services so that lots of people are on them, and then they have the opportunity to come across
she
Katy Perry's album.
Could have done that any time in the past 3 years, and she could have done this 2 weeks from now. This
she's
is,
a bitch.
This
she's
is
awful.
So transparent. Bean, you can't support this. It's awful.
You know what? You guys are cutting out. I'm having a little. I'm having trouble making out a bad connection or something.
No, the connection's fine.
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh. Look. I got nothing. I'm not as violently upset as Allie is, but I think it's petty.
I'm not
and
violently upset.
And unnecessary.
I think the hypocrisy of her whole girl tribe, and we need to do things together, and it's just it's awful. Boo, Taylor. Thank you, Ralph. Thank you. I just think it's
dropping pretty, some knowledge on y'all.
I think she in general is very supportive of other women.
First of all, she's not a general. She's never even served.
I feel like she and Katie do, no pun intended, definitely still have that that bad blood, and it would make a lot of sense. And Katie, by the way, has been very open about it, as you mentioned, Ralph, and she has said, "Look, I'm open to the phone call. Okay. If Katie calls, there's no reason why we can't put this behind us. And I wish that's what would happen instead of this."
Katy Perry has done nothing to further this problem at all, to exacerbate this situation at all. If anything, she's been trying to be the calm, reasonable one with extending the olive branch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and was it Carpool Karaoke when she explained what the situation was?
Yes.
No, beef over. Move on.
I would love that. I would love that to happen.
Well, then why can't your girl do that?
I don't know.
Because she's a petty, awful person, and we need to strip away this persona that she's created of herself of, oh my gosh, I'm so surprised by everything, and she's just sweet as pie, and butter wouldn't melt in her mouth because she's America's sweetheart. It's a lie. She's a cold, calculating, insecure, petty, evil, villainous succubus.
Thank you, Ralph. I'm just gonna lie here, moaning. Thinking about Taylor Swift. Tay-Tay.
That's real talk right there, man.
That guy's down with her. Look.
Pop star Taylor Swift is the latest in a long line of celebrities peddling death.
I'm not sure she's
Alex Jones. Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
No. Finally, someone making some sense, right?
I don't think we want to go that route, guys.
We haven't answered my trivia question. I think Angela in Glendora was the first caller through. Let's see if she knows. Angela? I love you too, Angela. What was the name of the Western spoof that Edgar Wright did in 1994 that sort of started his whole career?
A Fistful of Fingers.
Yeah! Absolutely. I rented a movie called A Fistful of Fingers.
Yeah, very different.
Very different. I was hoping it was the Edgar Wright film. Yeah. It was not.
Nope.
And I watched it several times before I realized it was not the proper film. Angela, congratulations. Hold on. We're going to give you all the details, but you're going to the red carpet premiere of Baby Driver.
Yay!
By the way,
that's
tweeted
way to kick off a weekend.
How we're all big fans of Edgar, and he tweeted back, "When am I coming in?" And I believe in a couple weeks, so he should look at his calendar.
We need to get him in, absolutely.
I think he's coming in a couple weeks.
That's great. I'll corner him at the premiere. That'll make him happy, right?
He'd like that. Maybe hug
him. Hey, when you coming in? Hey, Edgar. Hey, when you coming in? Hey, Angela is going. David from Huntington Beach is also going. Thomas, Samantha, and another David Ortega. Also, all the winners going to the red carpet premiere of Baby Driver next week. That was all fun all week. Thanks for playing along with those. Today's celebrity birthdays: Michael J. Fox is 56 years old. Johnny Depp is 54. Matt Bellamy, 40 years old. Natalie Portman, 36. Mae Whitman, 29 years old. And Piff, the magic dragon. Piff. He's a dragon who does magic.
You've mentioned that.
He's adorable. I can't get enough Piff. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
Ralph has a lot of rules about who's allowed to be on the birthday list, but somehow...
Come on!
You're fine with Piff.
We all watched America's Got Talent.
No, we didn't. We all saw Piff. No.
We love Piff.
On your drive home today, why not check out a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour here on K-Rock? It's a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers, and we love those guys, and we appreciate all they do. Next week on the Kevin and Bean Show, we've got some great guests stopping by, including the very funny Jillian Bell. She's going to be here with that new Rough Night film. How about this? The return of Mandy Moore on the show, you guys.
I love her so much.
Mandy Moore. Bob Saget joins us. Of course, all the usual Jim Rome, Dr. Drew, Bachelorette Report, and Ralph, your author. We finally got your author for Monday, who's written the amazing story of Van Halen in a book called Running with the Devil.
Noel Monk's
going to be here, too. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Is it butt stuff?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You had me at hello.
Roll another one.
Quitters never give up.
Just like the other one.
10-4, good buddy.
This one seems to be about to quit.
We're all just people.
And I need another.
Bible's again it, God's again it, I'm again it, and if you've got any sense, you're again it.
Boop, 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 boop,
this one seems to be about segment.
You figure it out.
I don't have another cent.
So, so tell me, like, how this story, this is based on real life?
Fridays, suckers.
Just pass it around.
Well, you're telling your opinion, but you're so wrong.
That's great goddamn radio.
All right. Say goodbye to everybody. Had a great time working at K-Rock from the beginning all the way to now. It's been really an amazing ride. All the new bands and all the shows and all the introductions and everything and all the K-Rock DJs. Everybody was cool. Yeah, even in the morning they were cool. And I got to say goodbye, and I hope everybody, you know, stay tuned. Find me somewhere. Goodbye.